Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Working on Curry, spins and shoots over the top of him. No good. Rebound deflected away. Collins had knocked away. Stolen by Moody. To Pajemski. Bounce pass to Curry. 25-footer above the break. That's cold, hard cash for number 30. And it's 80-79. Karen, a hug. Draymond gets a hug for Jetty Osmond. They've battled a lot of games over the years, Warriors and Cleveland. And right now, Golden State comes up with their 40th win of the year. And they are 22-15 on the road. Moses Moody, how does that sound?
Yeah, good. You know, we're grinding them out right now.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me a little bit about this particular game. It seems, you know, it's the last game of the road trip. We've all been on the road for 9 days. It seemed like you guys kind of felt that in the first half. What did you do to turn that around in the third?
We have a history of having a really good third quarter. I think that comes from just regrouping and a little motivation from coach at halftime and realizing the situation and we got to figure it out.
When you're playing a guy that has the length and the size of a Wembanyama, you know, what do you tell yourself before the game about the decisions you need to make on the offensive end?
Be aware. You know, he's an abnormal player, so just knowing, just being aware of where he is on the court, but then just playing your game and figuring out ways to get around it.
Now, Draymond Green tonight with this game has basically he has tied Chris Mullin for second most games in Warriors history. What has Draymond meant to you in his career?
Draymond's been a lot for me personally. You know, he was the first person to call me after I got drafted. I go hang out with him on the road, go chill in his hotel room, chill out, go to his house, chill with the family. He's been everything for me. So just that's a testament to his character and the person that he is and the role model that he's grown to be.
And at this point of the year, now you stayed ready all season long. You've been in the rotation. You've not been in the rotation at times. You know, and that's really, you know, it's not a statement about you. It's more a statement about the depth that this team has. But tell me a little bit about where you think your game is right now and how you can help this team as it heads toward a play-in.
Just that, you know, understanding the situation, staying ready. As you know, it's been said a lot about now, but I mean, the situation is what it is, so just figuring it out whenever I get the chance to get out there, figuring out what the team needs from me and executing that.
It's only going to be a couple of days, but are you happy to be heading home?
Yeah. It'll be cool to get a little break on the road trip and get back after it.
Well, 10 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and your usual scrappy, well, rock-solid type of play. Moses, congratulations. Thank you for joining me, and congratulations again on the win.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Moses Moody, my guest. Warriors get the victory, 117-113 over San Antonio. And we get ready for what will be a nice plane ride home as the Warriors go 4-1 on the road trip after losing in Minnesota. A win over an undermanned, but, you know, the Miami Heat, like the Spurs, they're always going to come at you. And then a win over a good Orlando team on a back end of a back-to-back. That was a really impressive NBA contest. And then a win in Charlotte, take care of business victory over the Hornets. And then Steph Curry and crew putting together a nice effort here in San Antonio to wrap up the road trip. Now the Warriors get their 40th win on the season. The State Farm postgame show is upcoming. But before we get to that, a reminder that the Warriors tonight made a total of 16 threes, and that means $8,000 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth as part of the Hoops for Kids program brought to you by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more information. We'll be back from San Antonio after these words on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State has won 14 of their last 17 road games, the most in the NBA since February 5th. And they get their 21st win. And since January 30th, the second most wins, that's their 21st win since January 30th, second most in the NBA. Only Boston has more right now. They're 40-34, 22-15 on the road. It was their 43rd clutch game of the year which it ties with Atlanta with the most in clutch game. 34 assists. We know 30 is the magic number. It's their second straight game with 30 or more assists. They're 24-9 when they hand out 30 assists and had a season-high 15 steals. Have to go back to October 27th was their season-high 14 in Sacramento. So they were active tonight, and especially so in that third quarter. Our electrifying player of the game has to be Stephen Curry. Took the game over when it needed to be taken over in the second half. 33 points, 8 assists, 12 of 23 shooting, 7 of 15 beyond the arc. And we'll actually give it out to a double. We'll make it a double because Draymond Green was equally good. 21 points, 11 assists, and 6 rebounds, 8 of 9 from the floor for Draymond Green. And the clutch free throw right at the end that sealed it to make it 117-113, which was your final score. So the Warriors come away with a win. They grinded that one out, as you heard Moses Moody say, and it really, it's indicative of how this team is going right now. They're not blowing teams out, but they're getting victories. They're not giving games away, and they're doing little things that help them win. And tonight, and we'll find out on the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, Houston was losing all night long at Dallas, and if that held, then it is going to be essentially a three-game lead on the Rockets, two in the standings, but actually three because the Warriors have already won the tiebreaker against Houston. So other than Draymond and Steph Curry, 13 for Klay Thompson, that last clutch three that he hit allowed him to tie Kyle Korver on the all-time three list. 2,450 threes for Klay Thompson in his career, now sixth all-time in NBA history. 12 off the bench for Brandon Pajemski, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. He continues to get back to where he was at the beginning of the season, making contributions up and down the stat sheet. 10 for Moses Moody, our postgame guest, 4 rebounds as well. For San Antonio, 32 for Victor Wembanyama, including 18 in the fourth quarter, 9 boards, 5 assists. He did have 5 turnovers and 3 block shots and 4 steals. So he is going to be a pain in the you-know-what for years to come in the Western Conference and the NBA. 18 for Jenny Osmond. He was 4 of 7 beyond the arc. 12 apiece for Malachi Branham and Trey Jones. The Spurs were really banged up coming into this game, so they were missing a number of key players, including Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, and Sohan is out more than likely for the rest of the year. Spurs fall to 18-57. They have their three-game winning streak snapped, and the Warriors have won 4 in a row, 4-1 on the road trip, and head home to take on a very good and a Dallas Mavericks team that's playing at a very, very high level.